For all of our bonus episodes and premium content, become a member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. You can also find us on social media. On Twitter, we're at whatcrappens. On Instagram and Facebook, at watchwhatcrappens. We'll see you there. Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Madonna Hines, Mia Hansen Aloha, and Christy Doherty. We love you, girls.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Hello, and welcome to the Watch What Crappens podcast, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on ye old bruvs. I'm Ronnie Karam from Trash Talk TV and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast, which returns next week. Wow. And here I am with the gorgeous, talented, best-friendly Ben Mandelker from the B-Side Blog and the Banter Blender. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie. You're my best-friendly. Ben. I love friendlies. Oh, you probably have never been to friendlies, have you?
I have, on a road
you
trip.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart.
I had their air-whipped ice cream.
Mm-hmm. You know what I love is Reese's Pieces Peanut Butter Cup Sundae. That's what I love from friendlies.
You know what I love? That they refuse to spell friendly properly.
You know what I love? They refuse to let my arteries remain unclogged. That's what I love.
Everybody, thanks so much for coming to us on this lovely Monday. The Real Housewives of Potomac was off because, I guess, moms? It's not weird. They're like, well, the moms are really going to want to see Potomac. Let's save this for next week.
Yeah.
So instead, they premiered their new show, Invite Only Cabo.
Yes. I was surprised that they took Potomac off the schedule. I suspect because there was a Real Housewives of Atlanta Secrets revealed, which I didn't bother to watch because we have been doing this podcast for over 5 years now, and we've learned that every single Secrets Revealed episode is shit, and there's never anything good on there. So I suspect that they were trying to launch Invite Only Cabo based off of Atlanta's, you know, stellar ratings, etc. But I was a little surprised they didn't have Potomac after it or something like that. It was a little weird. It makes me wonder how Potomac's ratings are this season.
I don't know. Everybody seems to be liking it more.
Yeah. I mean, who knows?
I don't look
either
at that
way,
stuff.
Either way, because Potomac was off, Invite Only was on. We're covering Invite Only Cabo today.
This was, you know, we've been seeing the previews for this for a long time. Yeah. And I've been horrified. Mm. I have.
Yeah.
I've been really scared. It seems like some crazy off-brand show. I'm not really sure what they're doing.
Yeah. It sort of just like popped up. It reminds me of Tour Group from last year where all of a sudden there was this show on the Bravo roster where it was like, by the way, we have a show coming out in 3 weeks, and it's a bunch of these people, and they're not in America, and enjoy. And you're like, wait, what is this?
Remember a couple of years ago, we were going over the Bravo schedule announcements, and they'd picked up like 50 pilots.
Yes.
And I think they were, at that point, they were just like, we have to have something on Housewives at some point. So they just started throwing crap at the wall.
Yes.
And some of it worked. Who knew? But some of it, I mean, I don't know. What do you think? What are your overalls for Cabo?
Of Invite Only? Uh-huh. So my expectations were very low. I'll turn my phone off. So that was me getting an email, not you all. Because, you know, everyone just checked. My expectations were low. But I have to say, I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it a lot.
I did, too. It made me laugh the whole time.
And I was cracking up.
To have such a huge cast of drag queens. I mean, there wasn't one woman on this show that either hasn't been a man, is still a man. I mean, it's not even like trans shaming. They're like, there's none of that, so nobody get all offended. These are literally
bad surgeries shaming.
Yeah, and they all talk like this.
Let me tell you something. What I really appreciate about this show is that it kind of got back to the roots of what we know and love about a limited cast reality show, right? You have three women who don't get along, and you have two gay guys making funny chatter on the side, and then a hot guy. Like, that's what I love. This is to me is like real world Big Brother 101. Maybe it's a little more advanced because there are two gay guys instead of one token gay guys. But I'm like, this is what you need. You need to have like three women who are just not going to mix, and then have some people on the side making funny commentary, and we're good to go.
Yeah, it's kind of Real World, but it's older. It's like old Real World.
It's like, sad world. Well, the old Real World is the Real World. You know what it's called? It's called The Challenge.
Yes, exactly. Well, that would be good if you can really see them kicking each other off and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Or being DQ'd.
I think what makes this show interesting to me is, again, the women are all a little crazy in different ways, and they are all clashing in different ways. There's weird romantic tension. But this central idea of Larry Sims, the guy who has invited all his friends to Cabo, that there's this running story of this woman who has like a romantic intentions for him. That is Bianca. Really that Bianca, that's great, because I feel like this is not trying to be shady, and I feel bad sort of bringing this point up twice in 1 week, because we talked about it with Southern Charm Savannah. We are not a podcast that's here to try to out people, but I do feel like it's important for Bianca to know that I'm pretty sure he's gay.
Yeah.
pretty sure.
I think comfortable making out with her and saying, I love you. And she says, I love you too. I mean, every girl knows that gay guys are doing that on purpose. And we mean we love you. And we also think you're sexy and love making out with you when we're drunk. We ain't going to marry you. You crazy.
So that's why I think that's like a really hilarious premise to have at the center of this show.
That guy was wearing a silk, like, Chanel scarf around his head at one point. I'm like, little Janet Jackson, Bianca, what is wrong with you? You have to know this. And I like on this show that they get so wasted in every episode that you just see them at their worst. And at one point, poor Bianca is just mad about everything. She's just been made out with. Her Spanx were shown on national TV, a la St. Elmo's Fire. And then she's... She's like kind of just sad and drunk and tired. It's the middle of the night. And I swear to you, she had a 5 o'clock shadow. There was something. I was like, this cannot just be lighting. I love this show. I'm never going to miss an episode.
I know. This is kind of like Summer House meets Tour Group. And the best parts of Tour Group, because a lot of people did not like Tour Group, but I actually enjoyed Tour Group too. It was an uneven show, but it had some really good parts, and I feel like the good parts are all here. So it opens up. So you said that you missed the first 5 minutes, right?
I did,
You told me that beforehand?
Yes.
What you missed, unfortunately for you, is a scene with Gabrielle Union. How about that?
Oh, what was she doing? I love her.
Who doesn't love Gabrielle Union, okay? I will never steal her cheers. I'll tell you that much.
Yes, I love her because of Bring It On. I love all those girls that were in that movie.
I loved her. I feel like I've enjoyed every single Gabrielle Union thing I've seen. So the show actually begins on the set of Being Mary Jane, which is a TV show. I forget what network it's on, but it's with Gabrielle Union. And we're in like I think her trailer or the hair trailer. But Larry, who is a celebrity hairstylist, he's in the trailer, and she comes in, and they're just like gabbing. And it's like a way to establish that he is in fact a celebrity hairstylist, because we see a lot of celebrity hairstylists on Bravo. But this is I feel like this is the first one who has actually started his scene with a celebrity who is willing to come on camera. So. Excuse me, I just had a burp. So they're just like chatting and like gabbing.
For those of you who haven't watched, I'm on the cast list on Bravo. Just so you know, let me give you a good idea of Larry. This is how Larry looks, okay? He's really cute, first of all.
Yeah, very cute.
He's got a white... He looks like a Cylon or Star Trek or something. It's like this white long dress Indian shirt, but it's like buttoned way to the side in a slant, if that makes any sense. And then a fedora with a feather. So that's him. Yes. If anybody's looking at book covers.
So Larry is there talking about how he's a celebrity. He's a celebrity hairstylist. He's talking with Gabrielle, or Gabby, as they say, talking with Gabby about you know, how he's inviting all his different friends to Cabo and they don't know each other, but they should all get along and yada, yada. It's like a weird stage scene of like, let's create some exposition here. And he's basically was like, hey, Gabrielle Union, could you please come on my TV show for a second? I suspect she might be a producer because I just don't understand why she's on this show at this moment. That's like a producer move, you know? But then he starts talking about how he is a celebrity stylist, and you missed something that you would have hated because he starts talking about how he's building up his brand. I'm like, oh God, you're a stylist.
I hate that word.
Yeah, it's I know.
Like, I'm the guy who hairsprays you. That's my brand.
So then it's like, then we just go down to Cabo. We go down. He shows up. He tours the mansion.
Like, get the fuck out of my trailer. And then we go to Cabo.
She's like, have I put in my 5 minutes yet? Okay, great. Thank you. Have I sullied my reputation enough with your off-brand Bravo show? Brand. So we go down to Cabo. And you saw me whenever I catch up to wherever you were. And Larry takes a tour of this enormous mansion, you know, that he's acting like he rented out when in fact it was obviously Bravo. And then one by one, people start to arrive, real world style. So first to show up is Bianca. And I should mention that as every single person shows up, they all declare themselves to be Larry's number one best friend, number one buddy, number one wingman, which I thought was really hilarious. That A, the producers are having them like posture like this, and B, they're clearly, you know, they're fighting. They just love Larry. They're just setting themselves up to have a big old fight over Larry.
What an odd premise for a show.
Yeah, everyone loves Larry.
Just pulling his arms until one breaks off, and whoever gets the biggest arm wins.
So Bianca comes on, and she's essentially like, I've known Larry for this many years, and he is my BFF, and I'm his best friend, and we do everything together, and we laugh and hug and yada, you know, all that stuff. So she comes on.
We promised each other that if we didn't get married by the age 37, that we would do it. It's like every gay guy promised to their girlfriend.
Exactly. We once had very short sex in college, and then he threw up afterwards and said it was a stomach flu, and it had nothing to do with me, and I believe that because we're best friends, and I know everything about his stomach flus.
Like, you really never know a man until you've felt him go soft inside of you, okay? And that's how close I am with Larry.
So then next to show up, I believe, is I think it's Kamani is next. Is it Kalani or – you know, I don't really remember the order of how people
There's Makalai and a Kalani. There's all kinds of crazy names. And since I came in late, I didn't get a Chiron for each of them.
Right.
Is this a pretty lady?
So let's see. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I have my I do have the order here. I had just written my shit out of order.
Come on.
Okay, so
Alana.
Bianca is first, and she's talking about how that she and Larry are perfect for each other because Bianca is in love with this man. Even though she's known him for years, she's in love with this man.
She's like, do you know how hard it is to iron your hair alone?
Do you know how difficult it is to go to tapings of Drag Race alone? So then Jermaine is next, and Jermaine is very funny. He shows up and there's hugs, and he says that he and Larry are like Gail and Oprah. So really, it's
is
a
he
classic...
making himself the Gail? That's friendship right there. No one ever says I'm the Gail.
I think he is. That's a very good question. I don't know which one is Oprah in that situation.
Yeah, because Larry is like the popular one. So I think he's making himself Gail. Now,
yes.
I sent you a picture of Russell Simmons the minute I saw this Jermaine guy.
Yes.
Is it in my head, or does he look like a young Richard Simmons?
He does
Simmons.
Look like a
Sorry.
Young. He's a Russell Simmons with a Richard Simmons attitude.
Yes. The oldies!
No, not
so,
that.
So Jermaine shows up. He's funny, you know, Chatter, Gail, Oprah, da 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 da.
Another and fedora so, lover. Just
yes,
have to put it
yes,
out there.
But it works. And he and Bianca seem to get along. So then Kamani shows up, and this is where we get our first ripples of tension. So Kamani shows up, and is she a makeup artist? I know she's a former dancer. She may be a makeup artist.
She is one. Now, this is where I started watching. She's like, I'm one of his best friends.
Because I'm one of Larry's closest friends.
We know each other from Dancing with Missy Elliott. And she has these humongous eyelashes on. And she actually says, I'm single and ready to be tingled. Larry! And it reminds me of that mattress commercial on the radio. And we've talked about it before. Like, I'm cousin Larry!
And you're killing me, Larry! No. Which is funny because I was going to make a Simmons Beauty Rest sort of. I was going to make a mattress joke, which is funny, in a separate mattress area.
You're killing me, Larry!
What is that? It's something Brothers, right? What is that? Or is it Sleep?
It's that sleep... mattress one?
Yeah. It's something. You know what's funny? Isn't it funny that there's a chain of mattress stores called Sleep Train? What a strange name. I'm going on the Sleep Train.
You're killing me, Larry. I'm looking it up right now.
It's with Sit and Sleep.
Yeah, Sit and Sleep.
Sit and Sleep.
You're killing me, Larry.
So that's this girl, Kamani. She's like, Missy Elliott, you're killing me, Larry. I'm single and ready to be tingled.
And now, Bianca is staring at Kamani.
Yes.
She is so angry. She can't even focus. Jermaine's like, so, Bianca, how's everything going? How's your aunt who's terminally ill? And Bianca is like, he doesn't say that, but the point is that Bianca hears nothing.
And Russell Simmons is like, typical Bianca, always jealous of anyone in Larry's life. Whatever. And then she had her own camera close up for this whole time because Kamani really did hug Larry for, I think, 20 minutes and scream about things like, we're going to party! Single to be me! Single tingle, Larry! Or whatever.
Well, you can tell Kamani is the type that other girls don't like. You know, she probably has a lot of male friends. I just get that vibe.
Yes, and that's how she would describe herself. Too just on these shows, like the girls don't like me because I'm so pretty and they're intimidated. Also, because you're not nice to them. Like, when did she ever go? Yeah, she's really rude. And for those of you again who didn't watch, this woman is beautiful,
gorgeous.
And in her cast photo, she's wearing like unsteamed curtains, like satin curtains from like Bed Bath and Beyond.
I need to pull up the cast photo. I can't sit here and not be able to join in on the commentary how they look. I'm going in. What's the show called again? Invite Only Cabo.
I think it helps to like, you know that some girl who didn't even bother to steam her curtain dress. There's something messy about her as much as she tries to keep it together.
I feel like I saw that because I wrote down that she was a makeup artist, and I feel like I wrote that because here's the thing. Oh, yeah, I can see what you're talking about. Here's the thing about makeup artists. I'm going to make a generalization. Apologies to all makeup artists out there. I've never met one that hasn't been totally crazy. And I've met a lot of makeup artists. Like, beyond crazy. I'm sure there are normal ones out there. And I probably have my blinders on to them. But the makeup artists that I've met, especially the female ones, have been, like, it's like next level craziness.
Yes. And so they're like shrinks in the way that... Like when I have to do anything with a makeup artist, you know, they're the only ones who are really cool and who ask you questions and talk like they're just cool. But like a shrink who has to do that all day long, they leave and they go crazy, you know?
They go crazy. Yeah, no, Kamani is a professional makeup artist. I do think that there is, you know, like how a lot of actors are people who are like very insecure. They need attention, you know, like there's a certain pathology that I think follows, you know, certain professions that, you know, it's a stereotype and a generalization. We shouldn't lean into them. That being said.
Yeah, there's like a sad, desperate need eating away at them inside, and they are desperate for the approval of others. Like, hello, who are you talking to? I get it.
So, like, I feel like a lot of the makeup artists that I've met, okay, have been people who just want to be close to the action, you know? And it's like a weird thing, you know? They want to be hangers-on, and that usually is emblematic of some deep craziness hidden below. Anyway... So I've now totally dissected Kamani based on her profession and nothing else.
Well, I have to say, after watching her for an hour, she didn't really veer far from that. Because the second she's on a show, she's like the craziest, bitchiest one immediately, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I shouldn't say the craziest. Yeah. I take it back. I just pressed the next arrow on the cast.
Yeah, and as reality star bitches go, she is nowhere near the worst that we can see. But on this show, she seems to be the cold one. Which we, by the way, we love. Don't, Kamani, if you're listening, don't be offended. This is our way of showing love. That's like, we cannot give a higher compliment than by saying that you're the cold one. So then we have, actually there is a higher compliment, which is to be the hot one, which is Agu. Agu is next, and he is like 6'5". I think he actually goes to my gym, believe it or not. And he is like a big muscly dude who loves being naked. And he says that Larry, like he's Larry's number one wingman. That's his claim. They met at a party 3 or 4 years ago, and now they like are each other's.
In other words, he's a very smart straight guy because he hangs out with a gay guy. Because we always talk to the hot girls, and then he can just weasel his way in there when they're drunk.
Yeah, and you know that actually Larry probably gets lots of hot girls. You know that Larry's the type of gay that like totally can pull in a hot girl.
Yeah, because he knows he can pretend to be asleep on the couch later and watch Agu do his thing. This guy, you know, Agu, is wearing shorts and a blazer. He's so into himself. I can't with this guy. And I love that I can't. Like, he's such a himbo.
Yeah. You know there's got to be some, like, definitely some dick pics on the internet with this guy.
Oh,
he likes being naked. You know, there's like a ton of they were just going to wait. We're just going to sit back and wait for them to roll in.
That he doesn't have as big a one as he says, because he mentions it later. Oh, really? He's like, I got a huge one. What was I going to say about him? He's like, oh, there's a driver waiting for them. You know, it's like this little guy with a sign. And he's like, hey, man, it's so great to be here. Wow, what a sexy place. So how's the nightlife here? Like, leave the driver alone, okay?
Yeah.
Step away from it. He's not getting paid enough for this.
Listen, you'll be at Squid Row soon enough, Agu. Just calm down. So next up we meet while Agu is waiting, he and Emily are gonna be taking a car together. So while he's waiting for Emily, we meet Malaku. Either way, I think it's Malaku. And he was in a boy band with Larry. I love Malaku. I feel like he's the best so far. He's like funny. He has like these great facial, you know, he has these great expressions. He and Jermaine together are amazing. And what I liked about Malaku is that he was the only one to not say, I'm his best friend. I'm his number one. He just goes, yeah, I'm just good friends with Larry.
Yeah. And maybe if he gets drunk enough, he'll eventually yell at Larry for ruining his boy band dreams and then going off and becoming famous. I like this guy because he's like, we were in a boy band, didn't work out. And then he will only wear geometric shapes or like those shirts with bright characters on them. It's like, here's a, you know, here's a totem pole Indian dancing around pattern. Or even in his thing right now, he's wearing a pattern. And let me see what this pin is because I have to know. I think it's a canoe with a cat on the back.
A canoe with a cat on the back.
It's a surfboard. There's a baby on a surfboard.
I'm
and
coming to it.
I think the mom is with the baby, like looking at the baby on the surfboard.
Okay. I'm clicking, and I'm going to look at it. I wish you could zoom in. I think it is a surfboard with. Maybe it's
a baby
Moana.
And a mom, right?
How could you even see that close?
I zoomed.
Who's zooming who? That's what I'm asking. That's what I'm asking. Okay. Okay. I think it's a poodle with a girl on a surfboard.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, but maybe by the end of the season we'll get it. Because I feel like he's got clues all over him, you know?
He is. He's like somewhere in between Lost and Prison Break. And what's that show? Like
The Leftovers.
No, the woman who woke up in the middle of Times Square with tattoos all over her with clues to her past.
Oh, the OA.
No, it's like that very generic show on NBC. It's called like Backflash or Flashback or like the Wake Up Girl.
Oh, geez. She wakes up in Times Square with clues written on her.
You know, it's like a very classic, generic NBC show. Listen, I'm going to promote within the Comcast family, okay?
basically doesn't talk. He's just like, you know, now there's no boy band, just Larry. So then Bianca is like she still has her own camera because she's still throwing shade at Kamala or whatever. And I wrote down, because I was writing phonetically, right? Because I didn't see their chyrons. And I was writing her name K-U-M whatever. And I was like, we have a jizz on Potomac, and now we have a cum on this show. And then Agu is like goo. I mean, come on, people. Like, why is this channel so obsessed with sperm? But then when
I think it says more about you than the channel.
Maybe it does. But then when I saw that her name was spelled K-A-M, I was like, oh, thank goodness.
Thank goodness. There's one less semen reference.
Society hasn't fallen that low yet.
I do like, you know what I really love? I'm noticing this right now. Bianca's name is Bianca Banks. This is a full-on soap opera name, and it makes me really enjoy her. I actually really liked her, even though she was crazy and delusional. I really enjoyed her. And I actually think Banks. I enjoyed everyone, which is one of the marks of a good show, is that you just sort of like everyone.
Yeah, I did. I liked everybody, too. There was no, I mean, the only person who's kind of hateable is Agu, but I almost like him still because, you know, aging in somewhere like here where you meet so many people like that, yeah, we're just like workout queens and it's all about how they look. It's so fun to watch them get fat and then turn invisible. And then you start watching them unravel. And then you start watching them try to like read a book and learn new words so they can pretend they're smart. I mean, it's just, it's a beautiful flower that continues to bloom for the rest of your life.
I don't think Agu's getting fat anytime soon. I don't think he has a Jax Taylor situation. Although Jax is losing weight. I've been seeing his pictures on Instagram. He is, you know.
Once you hit a certain age, it's not even, I mean, your metabolism does slow and all that stuff, but there's also something in your brain where you just, I don't know, I think you start caring less. Like you start caring about other things. But even if he never does, he's working out so much that he's going to eventually either have knee problems or back problems. Trust, we'll check back here in 20 years and I guarantee you that man will have a beer belly and no pussy.
We will put this into the time capsule. And we will unearth it on
bury it real deep
May 15th 2037, and we'll check in on Agu and see just how far he's fallen.
Uh-huh. So I'll be doing it from some trailer that I'm going to need to be cut out of by that point.
So then speaking of trailer stuff, we have Emily, who is kind of like the spitfire crazy one of this show. She is Australian, although the truth is her accent is just kind of weird. It's
like Boston, and she talks like this is kind of Boston. I'm from Australia. No, you're not.
It's like a weird. It's a weird Eartha Kitt meets, I don't know, the lady down
like
at the
Arnold,
store.
She sounds like Arnold Schwarzenegger to me, kind of. Yeah, I would say Eartha and Arnold. It's kind of a weird mix.
She sounds like someone, and I have to place it, but she sounds like someone, and it's when it comes, it's going to be a great comparison.
She's a bleached blonde ex-ho, I think. I mean, ho or strip or something, and just keeping it together, you know, pulling that neck skin back, doing whatever she has to do to keep it together, and she's just always in party mode. And I think she was abandoned by her mother at a young age because she, like, has no manners at all, which is the funniest part of this episode. Like, she literally doesn't know how to act. And she comes in, and one of the first things she says, she's like, I'm Emily. I'm here at airport. Oh, I am team hell fuck yes.
Yeah, team hell fuck yes. Yeah, that was, I wrote that down also. I'm ready to party, you know.
I party long time, hell fuck yes. And then the editors throw in this montage of her at parties just tripping or you know, falling down, and not in like a hilarious, that's a pratfall, but it's like she doesn't know how to walk or talk. It's weird.
Think about how many people's lives she has enriched. You know, there are so many people who have gotten to come home from a restaurant and be like, oh my God, dinner was crazy. There was a woman at the next table. It was like she'd never been in a restaurant before. It's like hundreds of people. They have stories about her.
I was five tables away and I still got free dinner because there was hair in my food because of that girl.
Oh, but I also feel bad for all the poor girls who had to encounter her in the bathroom and had to like peel her off the floor and help her and clean her up.
Yeah, whenever I go to the bathroom with my girlfriends to chat and stuff, and another girl comes in, there's always that girl who's just like, I'm totally comfortable making loud poop. And it's this girl. That's just this girl, you know? And then every girl looks at her funny when she comes out of the stall. She's like, what?
It's a, So Emily and Agu are sharing this ride over to the mansion, and he's telling her like that he's a model, et cetera, and he's starting up an underwear brand called Packin' with no G. I was like, oh god.
Oh, do you do modeling for that? Because I'd love to see you packing.
She's like, no, I really get off on watching people put clothes in a suitcase. I love packing.
Tell me you use a Ziploc to put your toothbrush and toiletries in. Oh, yeah, so hot.
Tell me, do you put your belt around the perimeter of the suitcase? That is the best trick. What a hack.
Do you check your luggage or carry on? Oh, team hell fuck yes.
Do you bundle up your socks and put them in your shoes so they sort of preserve the shoes when you pack them? That is best.
This girl's a disaster, and I hope she's the one who gets a spinoff show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love that when they show up, Malaku is, or Malaku. I'm sorry, Malaku, Malaku. I don't remember how to say your name, but I'm going to say Malaku. Malaku, he just hears her voice, and he's in the other room. He goes like, oh, my God, it's Emily. He just knows.
Yeah.
He's already rolling his eyes.
He looks so unhappy when she comes in. And Emily says, I hope that this model is gay. I have serious boyfriend, and I don't need temptation. I'm like, girl. No man who's dating you doesn't think you're just going to go out to the grocery store and trip over a dick. Like, no one thinks that you're being true to them, okay? Do whatever
you exactly.
want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the whole reason why you were put on this show is because they know you're going to cheat on your boyfriend.
They just have a fetish for, you know, having food spit out on their face while you chew. It's like a weird little fetish.
How long do you think before Emily says something racially insensitive? You know it's going to come out. She's going to say something, and everyone's going to be like, what the fuck? And she'll be like, no, my best, Larry's my best friend. You know that's going to happen. It's going to be so awkward for all of us.
It doesn't count for me because I'm not even American.
Well, she walks into the mansion. She's like, where's my shot, motherfucker?
Larry, Babu.
You make me jam out with my clam out, baby.
Yes. Oh, yeah, let's jam out with a clam out. Malaku says,
as someone who had fried seafood only an hour before I watched the show, I was really unhappy with that reference.
Please, no jamming or clamming. How about no to both? Because you know that girl loves hair metal and follows around like Metallica or whatever.
Yeah, she's like, a lot of people in my apartment building.
Yeah. Malaki says, I know that girl because one time I was at Larry's party and she literally ripped her shirt off at a dinner party.
Oh, God. I thought he said that she ripped his shirt off. I was like,
oh, okay, maybe.
No, you're probably right. That makes much more sense.
My shorthand. Who knows? Who knows what
Who
I'm
knows?
Talking
Someone's
about.
Shirt was ripped off and she was involved.
I wrote, coming up. Because this was the end of the first segment or whatever. Yeah. They're like, coming up, Emily has hair in her teeth. And there are Lee press-on nails on the floor.
Yeah, pretty much.
How could he not love this show?
So then after the break, it's the hallowed tradition of reality shows, which is bedroom dramas. And so
I thought
every
you were
going to
say swans and unicorns in the pool. Those blow up.
Oh, God.
Those fucking blow up things that are on every Bravo show. With
Everywhere.
The pool.
You know, speaking of Cabo and those swans, I went to Cabo for the very first time last March. Well, I mean, like, of last year, 2016. And we had a little pool, and we had one of those swans, one of those flamingos. And I had never seen one before, and I thought it was the most amazing novel thing. And now I see them everywhere, and I realize I was just partaking in a very basic pool toy tradition now.
Invite-only basic Cabo.
It was invite-only basic Cabo.
Basic only Cabo.
Basics only. Basic only Cabo.
Up and up only Cabo.
Yeah, I'm surprised that we didn't see any of like the little mini flamingos that you could put your drinks in also. Whatever happened to an inflatable crocodile? That's what I want. Remember those?
Flamingo koozies. I'm going to invest in just the regular donut blow-up things because people are going to be like, oh, my God, it's shaped like a donut, and I can fit right in the middle. These are brilliant, and I'm going to make $1 billion.
There are those things also. There are like the Homer Simpson donut floaties, you know, where it's like a donut, but then there's like a bite taken out of it, and that's a pool toy now also.
Oh. Yeah,
I mean, let's go back to the basics. Let's do like the inflated crocodile thing that you can lie on. Let's do an inflated orca. And let's just get some pool noodles in the mix. Although, actually, secretly, I really don't like pool noodles. I feel like they're annoying. They don't float enough.
Yeah, you know? Really have to work with them. You have to, like, build a structure, like one under your knees and one under your thighs and one under your butt and one under your, you know, muffin top.
And then you
top,
sit on
and
it.
Under
and
your
it
armpits.
And it doesn't really support you. And you make one move and, like, half the noodles come out. And then you're teetering again into the abyss.
Yeah, and you're, like, sitting all uncomfortably. And then if you fall asleep, you'll drown. No support with noodles.
Yeah, I don't want the noodle. You know what I like? Just the basic inflatable chair thing. You know, it's sort of like see-through a little bit.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
just like lie out on it. Just simple.
Yeah,
just,
not
I don't
with this
want
cast,
the swamp.
Though. I don't need any undershots with this cast.
Yeah.
No, so no, now no. they're going through and picking rooms, but they don't get to pick rooms because Larry's decided who's going to be where.
And we should point out that every room has two, looks like queen-size beds. And I'm assuming that there's a master suite that Larry gets for himself. So, yeah, Larry chose the rooms, which I think is a strange thing that is like, I'm just sort of like, it's controlling. I find it to be controlling.
And he's boy-girling everybody, right?
No, because he has Bianca and Kamani together. And Kamani does this stupid thing where she's like, I don't like to share. I'm like, well, bitch, every room is a shared room. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, I don't share. I'm a grown-ass woman. Okay, like, if we're going to kumbaya, we can do it at the pool. Just today, she's going to be Kristen because I haven't had enough time to make a voice for her.
She doesn't really have a voice, to be honest, but she just sort of has an attitude. But this whole, like, I'm not into sharing.
And Larry's so sweet. He's like, well, guess what? This is about learning to do things that you normally don't do yourself. You're going to share. She's like, ugh.
You just made Larry into a bookie.
I know.
Hey, here's what we're going to do today, all right? You're going to sleep in this room with Bianca, and I'm going to sleep in the master, and Agu and Emily are going to sleep in this room together, and then the other two guys, they're going to stay, and then we're all going to get together and play some craps.
Hey, kid, I'll take a two on the hot eights.
Luck be a lady tonight. Luck be a lady tonight. Luck if you've never been a lady. Da, 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 luck be a lady.
Oh, and this was a treasure trove. When I was watching it, I was like, I'm going to love making voices for this show because everyone has like a crazy gravelly or they have some crazy voice. And I thought, I'm going to remember these all tomorrow. And then, of course, I don't. So, sorry. Bad work
on my part. I really want to get a handle on Emily's voice. I actually feel like her voice is similar to a character actress named Grace, what's her name? Grace, like Sibliski or something like that. I gotta look her up. I feel like her voice is like that. I'm gonna look her up right now.
This is where she's like, "You make me jam out with my clam out, babies." Bianca is hating Kamani for being a diva, and she's like, "Larry didn't have to bring us on vacation. She can show a token of appreciation." I was like, "What does that mean? A token of appreciation?" so stupid.
Yeah. But she's right though. I mean, you're getting an all expense paid trip to Cabo with a bunch of crazy people. You should at least be appreciative.
Yeah.
So then they go downstairs and they start making dinner. And Emily is like, "I can make the best guac. I'm gonna make the guac. Everyone, I'm making the guac. Everyone, look out. I'm making the guac. I can make. Taste my avocados. It's so good. You want to try my guac?"
Sticking her fingers in it, licking her fingers, putting them back in. And she's like, "I can tell you this much. My avocado good." I'm like, okay, Hagrid. And then Jermaine, they're talking about Kamani. And I think it was Jermaine. He's like, "That girl's going to be a TTB, a tick, tick, boom. I hear tick, tick." And then you see boom. Okay, we got it, Jermaine.
Isn't that a song, Tick Tick Boom?
It's a musical. It's the musical that dude wrote before Rent. It's called Tick Tick Boom.
Tick Tick Boom. I feel like it was like a song by Fergie or something. Like, you know, like Fergie would probably have a song which goes la 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 la, tick tick boom.
Tick 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 boom. Tick tick tick
tick. Lie lie
money.
Lie lie.
Tick tick boom. I got money.
Tick 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 tick.
London Bridge. Tick tick boom. Lie, lie, lie. Just goes like that.
You know Bianca owns that. I mean, not Bianca, Emily.
Oh, it's my favorite song, Tick Tick.
Oh, let's do sexy dance to Tick Tick Boom.
Yolanda Foster is like in the fetal position.
No, Tick.
Nautique.
So I don't even know where I am. I'm still looking up Grace Zabriskie or whatever her name is.
Okay, you can. I'll read from my notes.
Wait, look her up. Grace Zabriskie. Look her up. You'll recognize her, and then you will agree that this to me is Emily's voice. Zabriskie. Z-A-B-R-I-S.
Oh, yeah. She comes up first in Google Z's with Grace Z. Oh, the lady from Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Oh, she is kind of like her, I guess. The mom, Laura Palmer's mom.
Laura Palmer's mom. That's who Emily is. Laura Palmer's mom. Got it. I think she's also the mom from on Seinfeld of what's her face who died.
Oh,
Susan.
Oh my God. Well, so it could be worse. She could be George Costanza's mother.
George. She looks like that would be what her voice is, but instead she's very Grace Zabriskie-esque.
It's weird. I don't know if she's making up her accent. I don't know anything about this girl, but I'm loving it. And everyone's just watching her get all slobbery with her guac. And then she's like, do you want some? And I'm like, no. Nobody wants some, okay?
I actually don't get too grossed out when people taste the food that they're making, because I know a lot of chefs do it. And so people are like, oh my God, but you go to a restaurant and like all your food's been tasted by chefs. But she was doing it a lot.
If it's hot food, if it's like soup or a sauce, that boils the germs off, I guess. But this is her putting it. Guacamole ain't going to burn any germs off. And if anybody's got germs, it's this chick.
It's this woman. That's the thing. This woman's got the germs. She's got that. Listen, she's no Grace Zabriskie. Okay.
You know, this girl like fell asleep on someone's shoulder on the plane on the way over, and they have like a stain of snot. She just dripped open mouthed all over their shirt.
You know that, like, she got lost in the Amazon and was found by a bunch of cannibals, and even they were like, I think this meat has gone bad. Let's just send her back up the river.
Bleach her hair, get her a wrap dress, and get her the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Wait for a different human. I don't know why I thought of that. For some reason, I was thinking about that movie. The Green Monster, whatever it is. There's some horror movie from like a year ago where a bunch of teenagers crash in the Amazon and I think they get eaten alive. And for some reason, she makes me think of that movie.
It's like, this teenager delicious, team. Fuck yeah, hell yeah.
Team fucking hell yeah. Clam bake, am I right?
Clam out. Okay, so this girl, everybody's disgusted with this girl, just her guacamole plate. Three of them go outside, Bianca the model and the little gossip guy, and they're like, I had to come out here to talk about her guacamole plate. And they all started talking about it. So then inside, Emily's like, what is this, microwave or oven? Oh, microwave. It's so crazy. I can light with fire. And they're like, no, here's how you open the microwave door. She's like, oh my God.
She's like, wait, before I close the door. There we go. Now close it before the germs get out.
So let's see. They all go swimming. Get
by the way, the dinner that they made looks delicious. They make like an amazing dinner with like grilled lobster tails, everything. And then they get in the hot tub. And this weird thing happens where Bianca goes and sits on Larry's lap. And then everyone is like, starts giggling. And it's like, is she grinding on him? Does he have a boner? I don't know.
Emily's
but everyone's like,
are you having the sex? Are you making the love sex right now? And you're clam out.
Clam casino.
And Bianca's giggling, like acting like he just stuck it in her or something. And Emily's like, something happened. Someone explain to me.
So then Larry decides he's going to make some conversation. And he goes, what body part would you change about yourself? Which is a weird question to ask anyone. And Agu's like, well, I'd have a penis reduction. I was like, shut up.
Oh, God.
Please.
And Emily starts licking the guac from the back of her teeth. She's like, oh.
Don't worry, baby. I have giant clams.
And Larry's like, that girl wants to put some sauce on it.
Agu's like, listen, I'm just being real, you know? Like, not every woman can take it.
Oh, God.
You know?
I think he's lying, because then he gets out of the pool and takes off his clothes and starts streaking through the house naked. And, you know, there's always these needy people. on Bravo, there's always at least one of them on a new show that feels the need to, you know, show their personality. Yeah. So he takes off his pants, and then you know how there's the little blur thing that covers his wiener? Yeah. Like when it's Jax, you know Jax has a big one because you see the thing shaking behind the this guy, nothing. Nothing. Yeah.
And on top of that, I feel like in the wake of what he just said, there would have been talking heads, no pun intended, saying things like, wow, it really is big. Wow, when he said he needed a reduction, up, because they didn't say anything. No one even made a comment. I mean, I remember Real World Las Vegas when Alton passed out naked, I think, on a bed. And then there was like a whole segment where people were like, wow, his dick is huge. We couldn't believe how big Alton's dick was. Like, if someone has a big dick and people can see it, they talk about it on reality TV.
Yeah, of course, especially when they're talking about body parts. Like, that was the subject.
Yeah. That was truly the subject. So, yeah, I think it actually happened on Bravo also. Like there was another show. I don't remember what it was. Where everyone was like, "Whoa, big dick."
Yeah, and yeah, not him. So yeah. Anyway, the dumb girl Emily's like, "Oh my god, I'm in trouble. I'm team. Oh no, I'm on team. Fuck. Oh no, hell." So she asks,
"Tick tick boom, tick tick boom, tick tick boom,
tick tick luxury tick." So she wants to change rooms because she can't sleep in the same room as him because she just has a feeling she's going to start sleepwalking and land on his penis. Like, yeah. She knows herself.
Understandably.
I like someone who knows himself. She's like, look, I'm in a relationship. I've cheated on everybody I've ever been with. I really don't want to cheat on this guy, but I will ride this guy's dick till morning. So please keep me away from it, you know?
And there's nothing that 10 feet won't fix, right? Like, just being in a separate room will fix that all up.
So there's this kind of Kamani is being nice, which is rare, but yeah, it's weird. But she's being nice, and she's like, "I have no problem with that." And Larry gets upset. He's like, "But I told you what room you're gonna be in. You can't do that. You can't just pick your own room." And she's like, "No, but you know, I'm just being honest, okay? Like, come on, I can't do it. I will ride this dick like a horse in the West." Now she's
like some stereotypical Asian lady from a sketch. I mean, what the hell?
Her voice is just going to go around the world every episode. Her voice is tour group. They're like, and this minute of Watch What Crappens, she's now in the Maldives.
Team fuck your Epcot Center.
No way.
She's like Shanghai noodles and German pancakes. Go.
So then the thing is this, they are all just getting ready to go out. Like this is not the end of the night. So Bianca starts talking about Larry and saying how, you know, she's a lady. She's a lady. He's a man. And he's going to have to pursue her if he wants to have a relationship. Bianca, you're going to be waiting a long time. You're going to be playing hide and seek a long, long, long time.
Yep. So let's see. Then they're gonna go have this nice dinner, or they're having it. I don't know.
They had dinner. They went in the hot tub. Now they're gonna go out to the club. So they're changing now, and Kamani comes downstairs in this bright green like peapod dress with her nips out. Like her nips have to be blurred out. So of course Agu is like,
yeah. He goes, "That's my time." No, he goes, "I've been hurt in the past." And he's like staring at her nipples.
Because my penis is so big, it just hurts when I have to put it into pants. You know what I'm saying?
And he's like, "But that lady is my type. She's so classy." I'm like, her tits are like,
I know, I
was totally like, out.
She is blurred out and she's fully clothed.
And then Kamani starts walking. You know, they go out and you see the back of her dress like 10 times. And there's a price tag hanging out of that damn dress. I just thought a true friend would tell you your price tag is hanging out your dress, girl.
No, it's funny because I saw that too, and I just assumed, oh, well, maybe it's just like some jewelry, like a charm. But my first instinct was, is that a price tag? And
a big, long paper charm.
A big, long paper charm with a price that's, and it's something that says Marshalls.
Yeah. I love a good Filene's Basement branded charm.
I love an Ann Taylor charm made of cardboard.
So they go out and dance, and everybody's having fun. And of course, drunk ass, what's her face? It's like,
Emily.
Every time they show her face, it's like,
Emily was acting. Emily was acting like she was a fork in the middle of a bowl of guacamole. She was just like, every direction, pressing on everything.
And her tongue was just out licking her cheeks, like her whole face, like a dog with a really long tongue that can just reach anything on its face.
I know. And what was funny was the club was totally empty. I don't know if you noticed. The club was very empty. So I went to that club, Mandala. And when I went, it was such a douchey club. It was so douchey. But the other thing is it was packed. Like, you could not move. And every night, every time, because you could walk, it's like open. So you could walk by, you could see all the people. There's always like thousands of people in there, I felt like. It was just always packed. So the fact that it was empty made me laugh, because that meant they were probably filming at like 8 or 9 p.m. So the fact that they were wilding out at like 9 p.m.
So Larry gets wasted too, and he starts sexy dancing with Bianca, and then he starts making out with her, and he like bends her back on this pole, the stripper pole stage, and she's just trying to pull down her dress to cover her Spanx. And he just wouldn't let her, you know? And I was like, this poor girl. So
I know. And while they're making out, Agu is also, he's dancing with, he's just up there dancing, I think with Emily or maybe Kamani, but he just takes off his shirt, which is like the cheesiest move. I mean, he had a great body, but it's such a cheesy move to take off your shirt while you're dancing at a club.
And he was also at one point fucking Kamani's knee, like he was rubbing his dick on her knee. And she goes, really, on my knee? I ain't that easy.
I ain't that easy.
And he's so cheesy. He's like, you know, you're the most beautiful woman in the club. I'm like, well, it's empty, and it's basically Kamani, Bianca, and Emily. So I guess he's not a liar.
Really? She beat the bathroom attendant? Wow.
And then
what
he's
a compliment.
Like, he's like, I just want to get to know more about you. You know, I just want to know more about you. I'm like, whatever. You just want to get it in.
Well, first of all, my knee's pregnant. I have a kneecap, which means I have a cap to how many times I want my knee raised. My knee could use a good wipe down, but otherwise.
So it's just this crazy thing. Everybody's, especially the guys, are like, what is he doing making out with Bianca? He is so stupid. She's going to be all over him.
And Bianca's like, I can't believe this is actually happening. He's the perfect man. He's so well dressed. We can go to Cyndi Lauper concerts together at last. So she's like on cloud nine because she feels like their relationship just went to the next level.
Yeah. So they're home drunk and they're
No.
Oh, what I miss.
So then Bianca like sits down and these random girls get up on stage and start dancing with Larry. So he starts dancing with all these random girls. And he's just like grinding on them and just doing what gay guys do when they're dancing with a bunch of girls. You
itch
know,
your
just,
butt. Itch your butt. Yeah. Itch your butt. Yeah. Like slapping their butts and they're like baby twerking him and stuff.
Yeah, and it's like they're all like grinding on him because they're like, oh, cool, a gay guy amidst the sea of straight douchebags. And he's like, oh, fun, girls. And they're just grinding. And Bianca is so angry. And she goes, I feel completely disrespected. And then, so she's already being ridiculous. And then they're driving back and they're in their, like, the van. And they're talking about how they have like random bruises from the club. And Emily's like, yeah, I have a bruise here. And she just opens her leg right up and just flashes everyone.
And Kamani goes,
I can't unsee that. It's like you're taking away my choices in life. I didn't choose this.
And also you can tell that Bianca is really mad at the boy because she's in the car with the girls. And she's actually nice to Kamani. She's like, wow, your dancing was really good. And I was like, okay, you're being nice so you can bitch to her later because you know you ain't going to be able to talk to Emily.
Absolutely.
The alliance immediately shifted. So back home drunk, they're making like DiGiorno's.
Yes.
And Larry's like, I'm exhausted. So he goes to bed. And then we get to watch Emily eat pizza.
I'm exhausted, girls. Oh, Larry. So sexy and so heterosexual.
We get to watch Emily eat pizza, and it's the most important thing I've seen all year. She's eating DiGiorno's with her mouth open, like, bruh, 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 like huge chews, spitting
cud,
all over.
Chewing her cud.
And then she starts coughing while she's chewing and doesn't cover her mouth, and pizza's literally spraying out of her mouth. She doesn't even think twice, and she coughs for like 15 minutes straight while everybody
just stares.
And then
biting her nails in between.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone's just staring
at her.
Ugh. At one point, Bianca's like, I think, because Bianca's sitting next to her, Bianca goes, I think I'm going to take a slice of pepperoni and I'm going to put this one back because Emily had just coughed up all of her pizza onto Bianca's pizza.
Okay, more for me to love. Fuck yeah, no ho ho. So the next morning, every Bianca comes down and the funny guys are awake, and so they're having like nice banter, and then Larry comes in and it's like dun dun dun, because Bianca just gets all, you know, passive aggressive, and right. So it's super quiet.
Yes. And I was gonna say, though, before Bianca even came downstairs, Kamani was like doing dishes or whatever, and she just she's like talking to Agu, and she puts a dish in the dishwasher, and like her side boob just totally like flops out, and he's like, "Yeah, I really like her. She's really smart and lovely, and she's a good nurturer, and she gives side boob."
And she was on the phone with her kid too. She's like, "Hi, honey. How was homework?" Homework was fun, baby. I'm like, really? You have a kid that young and you're out here shooting some hoe show with your price tag showing through your see-through dress. Come on.
Yeah. So as you were saying, Larry comes
Bianca
downstairs.
Just started giving the like.
And he's wearing. He's wearing a tank top that says Fine Ass Boys. Now, I don't know if that's a brand or an advertisement, but either way. It's at the very least, it's a red flag for Bianca.
Also,
Bianca's romantic intentions.
And red flag squared, because he was also wearing a hat that says hashtag Sim Styled.
Oh, well, it's his brand. His brand. Yeah, so Bianca is being cold. She's like, what about the random girls? What about them? What about them? What about them?
She's like, yeah, you got a lot of attention from the ladies last night, huh? The ladies, the booties. And he's like, they were attacking me. She's like, yeah, mm-hmm. So at lunch, someone gives a shit about coughing and double dipping and stuff and heating her press-on nails and throwing them on the ground. Oh, that was a coming up. Someone's mad about pizza coughing and guacamole and there's nails on the ground. The coming up parts are my favorite part of this show.
Yeah. So also what happened was when Bianca was being cold to Larry, I think Kamani kissed Larry on the cheek at one point to be like, oh, thanks for something. And she's like, don't kiss my man.
Oh, God. Poor Bianca.
Poor Bianca.
So another meal comes around and they're all around the table. And Emily she's got, I'm guessing, glue on nails that she's.
Or, oh, I thought you were going to say tuberculosis. One of those two.
That's easier to guess than what kind of cheap ass nails she has on, because she's chewing through them and she's chewing them to the bottom and then spitting them on the floor. And these aren't like. Little slivers of nails. They're like huge chunks of plastic nail, right?
Yeah, and she's continuing to cough without covering her mouth, like all over the table.
And also there's more guacamole, which you know is dangerous.
Well, because they're like, do you want to use a spoon for that salsa?
And Kamani
and then
goes,
she like licks the spoon and puts it back in the salsa.
Kamani starts getting so mad. She goes, Bianca says, we have to talk about that. And she goes, well, because how did this get to nails? Someone brought up the nails. And Bianca goes, yeah, we have to talk about that. And Emily goes, because I took off my nail. Like she starts getting mad. And then Kamani's like, is there a nail in that guacamole? Is that why there's a crunch?
there's a pile of nails on the floor.
And she tells us, that girl only has one nail on those 10 phalanges.
You know, I mean, the funny thing is this. I mean, nail clippings actually don't gross me out. I don't like sit here and like leave them all over the place. But if I ever see a nail clipping, I would be like, oh, it's a nail. Like it doesn't, but I know it grosses out a lot of people.
But they're in a restaurant and she's chewing them and spitting them on the floor in a pile. Like she's eating pistachios. Like, yeah, exactly. Like she's at Five Guys when they used to let you eat peanuts and throw the shells on the floor.
Yeah, it's a weird trait. And I like how someone was like, listen, you know, like if when you blow your nose, you blow it in the bathroom, which is also a bit extreme. But I know what you're saying. Like, there's certain things you don't do at the table. One of which is, you know, peel off your nails with your teeth while during the appetizers. And she's like, well, I don't like the nails. I don't like them. What should I do with them? And they're like, well, get rid of them before dinner or go do it in the bathroom. She's like, whatever.
And then the boy band guy's like, listen, you can't pop off nails when you eat. Okay, it's a basic rule. And then Kamani goes, we're classy people. We don't do shit like that. And Larry's shaking his head. He's wearing like that silk, I don't know, Chanel turban. And Emily goes, really? Larry, do you feel like my behavior is sabotaging your career? And he's like, well, you know what I say. And Kamani tries to jump in. She's like, how about you let Larry speak for himself? And Kamani goes, oh, yeah? Then talk to me, because I'm talking to you. You speak to my face instead of talking to Larry. And she goes, I do talk to your face! And then they're fighting over nails and guacamole
Yes.
This show's amazing.
Yeah. By the way, I have to say, I love how wildly inaccurate our accents are. We have made Emily sound Eastern European, and we have made Kamani sound like crazy Kristen from Vanderpump Rules. Like, what is wrong with us?
I need more time.
I know. But it's like, that's the essence of them. I like to think that that's not what they sound like. It's just what they connote.
Yeah.
I think this show is great, and I'm really excited for it. And I think we have to work it into our schedule. But the thing is, we already do 5 shows a week. So we have to figure out one show that we're going to then maybe go halvesies with, you know, with this one or something. Because this one, I don't think we can ignore this one. We're going to have too much fun with it.
This show's pretty hilarious. And so we'll see what happens next time, everybody. That
I'm
brings
excited.
Us to the end of this recap. Thanks for being here. Tomorrow will be Southern Charm Savannah. I mean, Southern Charm Charleston. And then the next day will be Below Deck Mediterranean. And then after that is
Housewives of New York City.
Real Housewives of New York City. And then Friday is
Southern Charm Savannah.
And we'll have a lot more to say about this one because that will be the first time we give it a full hour.
Yeah. Oh, that's going to be fun. Some of the cast members have already started tweeting at us.
Yes,
mixed reviews to our...
And, you know, we'll talk about that. What happens when you're actually confronted by your shitty comments on the podcast. So we'll talk about that more in Savannah. And hopefully this cast doesn't do it.
Yeah.
But everybody, love ya. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.